How are you? Said one. How are you? Replied the other. Well, said the first, the old man has died at last, has he?
So they tell me, replied the second. Cold, isn't it?
Nice and frosty for Christmas. Good morning. Not another word. That was the end of their meeting. Scrooge wondered why the spirit wanted him to hear these conversations. What could they mean? The dead man could not be his partner Jacob, because he was already dead. Scrooge watched carefully, trying to understand. He looked round for his own shadow, but could not see himself anywhere.
Perhaps that's not surprising, he thought, because if I change my life, and I'm planning to do that, I won't be the same person in the future.
Just then, he noticed the spirit standing quiet and dark beside him, with its pointing hand. He felt the unseen eyes staring fixedly at him behind the black robe. Scrooge's body shook, and he felt cold. They left the busy offices and banks and went to another part of the capital, where Scrooge had never been before. The streets were narrow and dirty, the houses miserably poor, the people unwashed and half-dressed. Down one street there was a small shop, where an old man was sitting waiting for customers. His business was buying old furniture or clothes and selling them again to the poorest people in London. As Scrooge and the spirit watched, three women arrived at the shop door at the same time, each carrying a large bundle. They looked very surprised and a little ashamed to see each other. Suddenly, they all started laughing.
"Ladies, you couldn't find a better place to meet," said Joe, the old man, getting up. "Now, come inside and show me what you've got to sell."